Pettiford, chest pass, right wing. Felton, pump fake on the three. Gets into the lane, falling away with his left as he went across the lane from right to left. And Felton is in double figures. He gives the Pirates a five-point lead. Johnson now has it, top of the circle, gives to Felton on the right wing. He crosses on Stone, steps into the lane, dishes out. Hayes fakes a pass to the corner, dribbles through his legs and gives to the right. Jaden Walker driving, double teamed in the end, and puts it in off the top of the backboard. Walker dishes into the backcourt. Cam Hayes brings it across the timeline. They go left side. Johnson finds R.J. Felton, five to shoot. Pull up for the long two, and it banks in! R.J. Wow. Gives ECU the lead, 59-58, 3 seconds on the clock. Over to Walker on the right side. He hands it off to Pettiford, who drives left against Dezoni. Up and in off the window. Nifty left for Big Shot Bob. Great, it's a two-score game. Miller streaking, trying to go coast-to-coast, rejected by Felton.
And the jump ball's Paris possession.
And he wedged it. RJ, who is sprinting to the other side of the floor because his calf is cramping, just pinned it against the backboard, between the rim and the backboard, creating a wedgie, which is a jump ball. That is a better basketball play than RJ had even intended, right? He just wanted
absolutely
to put that off the glass. Instead, he makes it a jump ball because of the stuck nature between the rim and the backboard. And now he's cramping. He's going to have to come out of the game. Cam Hayes re-enters.
He's trying to stand, but he can't.
But the possession arrow lined with the Pirates. Right. I mean, that is, if that's not an instance of the harder you work, the luckier you get.
I don't
know what is. Fans, download the new Royal Farms app in the App Store or Google Play today. New ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size Royal Farms coffee just for signing up. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast. 14-13 left to play in the first half. It's 15-9, Tulane's lead here at Minji's Coliseum. Pirates have turned it over four times. They're shooting 80% from the field, though, 4 of 5. But this zone defense, as you predicted, Coach, has just caused some problems. It's tough to get into a rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the turnovers that the Pirates have committed, they've actually come late in the shot clock because they can get you late in the shot clock and you're forced to try to do something.
Trey Williams handling it for the Green Wave. Has it knocked away and stolen. Brandon Johnson rips it away. Gets it ahead to R.J. Felton. Layup too strong in transition. He ends up with the basketball on an offensive rebound after a tip-in attempt for Bensalvungo. So Felton, top of the key, resets the offense, gives left side to Pettiford, drives back out. Felton, deep three, and it rattles in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great-looking look.
RJ with his first basket draws it within three for the Pirates. 15-12, Tulane leads. 13.5 until halftime. RJ now 3 points from 1,000 for his Pirates career. Tulane goes to cross in the left corner. He's covered up by Assar, puts it on the floor finally. Pearls a pass to the right corner. James dials up a three. It ricochets off back iron. Felton goes up and gets the rebound for the Pirates. Into the front court. He centers it up with Bobby Pettiford against cross. Screen to his left from Assar. Dishes to his right. Felton fakes on the three. Drives to the basket. Had it knocked away. A run up, and Cross lost his handle. It goes out of bounds at the baseline, but it was last touched by Pettiford, who was straight up and shuffling with the man with the basketball all the way.
That was good defense. Typically when a guard 6 feet is caught in transition like that against a 6'5", 6'6 guard, it's usually a basket. That time he did a great job of deterring him from getting all the way to the basket and cutting him off, basically. He got lower than him, which is a great defensive play.
Three subs for the Pirates. Starters back in as Assar, Vungo, and Pettiford step off. So now it's Walker, Hayes, Felton, Johnson, and Malonga as they defend their own side on an inbound pass. Tulane goes out to the perimeter. James gives left, gets it right back, gives left again. Here's Colby King driving, kicking outside. James from the top of the circle penetrates and bounces out to cross. Now 10 to shoot for Tulane. Pass over to the right side. Bounce, top of the key, knocked away, stolen. Jaden Walker this time. His pass ahead to Cam Hayes was knocked away out of bounds at the near sideline, but it's well deep into the front court for the Pirates where they'll inbound it.
You can see the hands and the activity from the Pirates are causing some problems with some of the passing for Tulane. The other thing, too, that and the assistant for Tulane talked about it, the physicality of the Pirates, man. They do a really good job of being physical and knocking guys off of their space.
Cam Hayes, nothing doing on the inbound, has to call a timeout. I mean, again, it's an awkward angle for Hayes as the inbounder. I mean, you're practically dead in the corner of the floor.
Yeah, it's a horrible place. They call it the coffin corner down there. Very difficult to inbound it. And you really, I'm sure Coach is going to give them a little set, a little wrinkle that you want to have to run. Sometimes guys have a play already designed for that awkward situation right there. Because every once in a while, inevitably, you're going to end up there. So you want a little set. He has one. And I've seen him run it before. They just didn't go to it right then.
I think it's probably the least optimal angle, too. I mean, Hayes is, you're in the corner, but rather than being at the baseline, he's on the sideline, about as far down as you can go. So every pass is a sharp angle.
You're going to see some type of what they call a ladder where all the guys, the four guys inbounds, are going to line up and they're going to curl around each other.
Out of the timeout, Hayes finds Jaden Walker. Tight space there on the left wing, but he dribbles back out toward midcourt. Over to the right side, Felton. Catch, thought about the three, two passes later, left wing three, and Cam Hayes hits another. Tie game at 15 apiece with 12:17 until the half.
Ron Hunter isn't happy about that. You left the non-shooter, Jaden Walker, to give up a shot to a really good shooter.
Fall away from the left corner by Cross. Tipped out. He gets his own offensive rebound, drives, and has it knocked away, but it's because of contact on his arm. Val Pinedo commits the personal foul, and Cross will go to the free throw line.
Crafty player, man. He caught the ball, got the offensive rebound there in the corner. He made two or three moves before you know it. He's on the other side of the basket going up and ended up actually having to foul him, but he's a really crafty player.
Crazy that was born of such an ill-advised shot deep there in the corner covered up.
Yeah, let me underscore that one. Ill-advised.
Cross good on his first of two. That's his first make, or first point, rather. He's 0 of 1 from the field after the missed three.
Always tell guys when they take those shots. Yeah, you see LeBron James take that, but let's not forget he's 6'9", 260. And can jump over a car.
And maybe the greatest player to ever do it, right? That's the other thing. Cross hits the second. 2-point lead for Tulane, 83% free throw shooter. You mentioned he's not really a center, but he kind of is their five. That's a good number for somebody in that position. Jaden Walker drives left side, bumped, misses the layup, gets his own rebound on the other end, has the next one swatted away. It's tipped up into the air a couple of times out of the baseline, and it will stay with ECU, so they will inbound it underneath their own hoop. On the other side of the media timeout, 11:47 left in the first half. It's Tulane 17, ECU 15, a 2-point deficit for the Pirates here on the ECU Sports Network.